Dictation for Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y, Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, March 27, 91. Address as a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, for 632181. Dear Dr. Holmes, consultation for Lacey, history of calcium phosphate, calcium oxalate stones, status post removal, cystoscopy, lithotripsy, back in 2022, Dr. Liu, L-I-U, without any recurrence. She denies any urinary tract infection, cloudiness, urinary tract infection or bleeding. No foaminess, but sometimes is foggy. She has nocturia two or three times, not related to drinking before going to bed. Denies frequency, urgency, does increase fluid intake. During daytime goes every 1 or 2 hours. There is a history of enuresis when she was a child all the way to 6th, 7th grade. No other present complainings. The past medical history for this calcium phosphate oxalate stone. A number of ultrasounds, CAT scan shows cortical thinning. However, no obstruction. Isolated simple cyst on the right side. She has subclinical hyperthyroidism. There has been iron deficiency. She denies diabetes, hypertension. There has been isolated elevation of liver transaminases with other liver function tests normal and negative liver ultrasound and HIDA scan. There is no diagnosis of collagen vascular disease. Next paragraph, her review system for some dryness of the eyes. No joint pain or arthritis, minor dry mouth, minor dysphagia to solids, not to liquids, infrequently. Some problems of constipation without bleeding. Question polydipsia and frequency, nocturia, and a history of enuresis as a child. She also reports a skin rash over the dorsal aspect of her hands most of the year's early spring without any blisters with topical treatment. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, present medications, Tylenol and allergy Sirtec as needed. Next paragraph, allergic to hepatitis B. Next paragraph, surgery procedure for cystoscopy and lithotripsy. Next paragraph, family history. She has 3 sisters and 1 brother. One of her younger sisters also did have enuresis as a child. She has three kids, two daughters, ages 12 and 10, and a boy, ages 8. Next paragraph on physical exam. Height 65 inches tall, weight 155, blood pressure 120/82 on the right side. Alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal eyes, nasal, oral, throat mucosa, normal speech, no gross palpable neck masses, no carotid bruise JVD. Lungs are clear, no wheezing, no consolidation, no arrhythmia, no rap, no gallop, no palpable liver spleen masses, no ascites, no edema, no joint inflammatory changes, no joint tenderness, normal nails. She does have a skin with areas of superficial excoriations, no vesicles or bulla, no erythema. Some of them has characteristics of folliculitis, no mucosal compromise. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry from January, normal cell count, hemoglobin and platelets and differential, normal glucose, kidney function, sodium, potassium, acid base, calcium, albumin, except for minor increase of transaminases, the rest of the liver function test is normal. She has suppressed TSH. Next paragraph. I review the most recent ultrasound report, February. Liver is normal. Normal size kidneys, 10.3 right, 10.9 left. There is diffuse bilateral renal cortical thinning and a cyst on the right side, 2.7 by 2.8 by 2.3, no other abnormalities. Similar findings on a kidney ultrasound back in October 22. August 22, the CAT scan stone protocol showing the 7 millimeter stone at the junction of the pelvis ureter on the left side. Three to four has been normal, as well as 3 to 3. Prior urine at the time of stone, 3 plus of blood, negative for protein. The kidney stone analysis did show 50% calcium phosphate, 30% calcium oxalate dehydrate, and 20% calcium oxalate monohydrate. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Kidney stone, combination calcium phosphate and calcium oxalate, as indicated above, requiring cystoscopy, lithotripsy back in 2022. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, normal blood pressure. Next number, normal electrolytes, including sodium concentration. Next number, normal acid base. Next number, normal calcium. Next number, subclinical hyperthyroidism. Next number, personal history of frequency nocturia as a young age and prior history of enuresis all the way to age 12 or 13 with another family member, a sister with similar events. Next paragraph, comments. Calcium phosphates usually seen in problems of hyperparathyroidism as well as distal renal tubular acidosis and chronic tubular interstitial diseases. Hyperparathyroidism can manifest with kidney stones, without abnormalities on calcium, for what we are going to check, PTH level, as well as measure semi-quantitatively an increase of calcium in the urine. Potentially, we will do a full 24-hour urine collection after the screening procedure. There is no overt evidence for renal tubular acidosis with normal potassium acid base, although incomplete forms where the ability of the urine to acidify, where the ability of the kidney to acidify the urine is incomplete can also be a factor. Her symptoms of childhood enuresis and some degree of increased thirst frequency, daytime and nocturia could represent a compensated mild nephrogenic diabetes insipidus. At some point, we are going to do a 24-hour urine collection to assess for polyuria. In the meantime, I'm not changing her diet or her fluid intake. We will do simple testing before we go further. Reassess with results as indicated above, end of dictation.